Another approach to the press coming up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Mid-South studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with the rain report for July 14th. Due to some problems with HAP's primary PC, we've had to delve into the rain's archive for a shorter program, this from March 2004. After the obligatory break around 9 minutes, we'll bring you a 5-minute interview about the K9V special event coming up July 21st. But first, a different approach to publicizing ham radio, introduced by Blair Alper, KA9SEQ.
An excellent place to promote amateur radio is to the local press, but doing so through a community emergency preparedness organization. One who believes strongly in this approach is Jack Sovic, KB8WPZ, Assistant Emergency Coordinator for Mahoning County, Ohio. Jack is also the advertising production manager with the Youngstown Vindicator.
I'm not a reporter, but I've been at the newspaper for 34 years, and I decided not to become a reporter because I couldn't take the cut in pay. No offense, but I'm going to try to give you some information that I've learned, and I think I can give this better than a reporter because I still have to give my information into the media, into the reporters, into the city editors as a non-reporter. And I'm not a member of the Fifth State. Even though I work there, it's in a different environment. And sometimes it can be tougher. And I have some tips on that. The local disasters are just that. Disasters, be it floods, tornadoes, chemical spill, terrorist attack, it's traumatic to all. And like you, editors, reporters, television, radio producers, talk show hosts, are all doing what they are trained to do during these emergencies, and that's to get the public the most information they can, whether it be public officials or experts. They're lining up their sources. Here's the key. If they don't know who you are as a PIO or as what amateur radio is by that time, forget it. You ain't going to get in, to put it very bluntly. The time for us as amateur radio information providers is to get our contacts made before the disaster. These editors need to know what amateur radio is, what part they play in the disaster, and what they're doing right now. Remember, a deadline is a deadline. And if they don't know you, they'll go to their old standbys for information. We need to be on those editors' lists. So when they come looking for information, they're going to contact us. We're the first source. We need to be the first source. How do we get on the minds of these editors? And how do we get there? Short of sending them hams and provolone at Christmas. Hopefully, in your county, you have a disaster plan. Or country. You have a disaster plan, and it's in effect, and amateur radio should be a part of that plan. That's number one. Attend the meetings, attend the functions, get well known. One of the first places the press will go is the emergency disasters coordinator for that county or that town, the government person there. Know that person. That emergency disaster services person needs to know what amateur radio does, needs to know what amateur radio is. And I'm looking at this from strictly public relations, but if they want to put that together, they need to know who the amateur radio people are. They should be able to tell the press about the important function amateur radio is to what they're performing in the disaster. And if you're not with this disaster services person, putting your spin on what's out there, then your name, cell phone should be right there to be given to the media and say, okay, these are the persons. I don't know. Here's who we talk to. Remember, and this is what my editor friends tell me, an editor is looking for good information that gives them the warm, fuzzy feeling. They need to be comfortable with that information. So if they don't know who you are, they're not going to be comfortable with it. They're going to go someplace else. Talk show hosts, which are a great way of getting amateur radio out there if you have a talk show in your market, they are looking for people. Get tight with the radio and television people. A lot of times, in our market in Youngstown, a lot of those radio and television people are ham radio operators. So that's good. But they need to know you, and you need to know them. Next, go to your local Red Cross, Salvation Army, and other providers of service. Work with them. Have a plan in place to be activated when disaster strikes. Sit down with these people and let them know what the amateur radio community can offer. Show them what you can offer. Show them you're the only one that can get a piece of information out to 75 people at the same time when everything else is shut down. Show them that. Then comes the hard part. Drill, drill, and drill. During these times, it's a great time to get the press over to show them what amateur radio is all about. And it's also a good time to meet the media, get names, get contacts, get friendly, get email addresses. Like I said, I didn't say it's going to be easy. But once they know who you are, it becomes a lot easier. Here's a free tip. I said earlier, editors, producers like that warm and fuzzy feeling. Let's suppose you're doing a press release for the Red Cross, Salvation Army, or you're doing something in that area. Use their stationery and letterhead. Ask them. They'll be willing to write it for you. If you're doing something for a hospital, if you're as ham radio operators, use their stationery and letterhead. The reason, the warm, fuzzy feeling is what I told you about. What happens is these editors like to see this comfortable stationery coming in from these big organizations, Salvation Army, community hospitals, things like that. Utilize their public relations staff. They'll help you. They're more than happy to help you to publicize amateur radio. Let them write the PR for you. You'll get a lot more coverage that way. Sit down with these people and work with them. They'll work with you. If they know who you are and they trust you, it'll be fine. This practice helped us a lot when we do our annual Santa Claus net from the local children's hospitals. We take amateur radio, and a few of our members are here. We take amateur radio into the children's hospital a couple of days before Christmas and let them talk to Santa. The kids who are in the hospital at that time are probably the sickest because they won't let them go home for Christmas. And this talking to Santa just really raises their health and helps them. And it also helps our members, too, because it's a great thing. But it's something that we do every year. And they gladly do our press releases for us. These are very, very easily done, and the press responds to this. Here's another free tip, and this will be my last free tip. PIO, yeah, I'm charging after this. PIOs can't do it alone. You got to have a club or organization, a good club, and I know this is basic, but you got to have a good club and organization that are going to back you and are willing to do all this stuff. And I know most amateur radio operators are part of those fine organizations. And we're blessed in Youngstown with the Mahoning Valley Amateur Radio Association who encourage us to do the walkathons, encourage us to do the disaster drills, encourage use of the repeater. We enjoy it, and it's part of our function as amateur radio. In Mahoning County, the emergency coordinators from Mahoning County for disaster services involving ham radio, all from the same club. So it also helps. And it's good when you have your EC willing to coordinate with you. So editors need to know what amateur radio is. These people know what to know, where it is, and the best time. And one last tip, before giving the media person the Skywarn frequency, listen to the net. Make sure the nets are good before you tell these people listen to them. Let them come out the field day. Let these people come out. I'd advise you, don't talk amateur radio jargon to them, because these reporters and that will get really confused. Talk to them just like you're talking to your children. They'll listen, and they'll respond.
Children don't listen.
They'll respond. If they love you, they'll respond. Like I say, keep it simple. Just practice, and you never let go, and you never let up. And amateur radio will benefit for it. And the people of amateur radio especially deserve this kind of recognition, because amateur radio does so much for the communities.
That was Jack Sovic, KB8WPZ, Advertising Production Manager for the Youngstown Vindicator and Assistant Emergency Coordinator for Mahoning County, Ohio, as excerpted from his 2002 Dayton Hamvention presentation.
Next up, after our break, a brief interview about the upcoming July 21st Canines for Veterans special event. This is the Rain Report.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
The special event is Canines for Veterans. They help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder transition back to civilian life once their military service has ended with the help of the trained service dogs. They're committed to educating the public about PTSD and how it affects the veterans. It kind of helps the process for them to get the service dogs. So they get the help they need. Life-saving efforts are the Canines for Veterans by the exclusive use of rescue dogs from kill shelters to train service dogs for the veterans. This event, which is on July 21st, Canines for Veterans, is being sponsored by the Forgotten War Memorial, as well as Canines for Veterans. The Forgotten War Memorial is looking to raise funds to complete the memorial for those veterans that were affected by PTSD. From what I understand, there's going to be a live band and a DJ, a 50-50 split the pot. There's going to be face painting. There's going to be bozo buckets, bean bags. The food's going to be provided by Hog Wild, of course. And I read something about a pig roast. Sounds great. Food, drinks, and of course, more raffles. This is a family-oriented event, from what I understand. They're also going to have a jumping house for the kids. No alcohol is also what I read. So it's going to be a great time. And then, of course, more importantly, WM9W is going to be there to do this special event.
Let's talk about the special event station, John. How did it get organized and by whom?
Well, Joe Russo, their special events coordinator, KD9EJX, he heard about the event and thought that it might be nice to help the veterans out and draw more attention to it if we set up a special event station there. It's going to be from 11 till 4, from what I understand, we'll be operating at the site. We're going to have a 20-meter station, a 40-meter station, and a talk-in 1.25-meter station. There are going to be certificates mailed out to those that are contacted during the special event. And from what I understand, KC9RP is going to show up as well.
I love the call sign that's going to be used for the special event.
The special event call sign is Kilo Niner Victor, K9V. That was a call sign that was available, I guess, the ARRL, which is where Joe applied for the special event call sign. It was available. It was a pretty good choice, K9V for Canines for Veterans. You make sure the call sign's available. You apply to the ARRL. And you get the call sign. It goes for the full 24 hours, beginning at 12:01 a.m. and ending at midnight on the same day. So we will have Kilo Niner Victor for the entire 24-hour period. However, we will only be operating from Shanahan State Park from 11 till 4 p.m.
Where is Shanahan Park?
It's located just south of Joliet.
Do we have any idea how much money they're hoping to raise this year?
I don't know. All I can tell you is that it's $25 at the gate, and you pay when you get there. I just want to say that all of the efforts of Joe Russo to get this event going for us, it's a lot we can do to help the veterans, to bring more attention to this, doing what we do as amateur radio operators. A lot of veterans are that we have in the club and have met either on the air or in person are veterans. And it's wonderful to be able to do a little something for them after the sacrifices that they gave for us, not only as hams, but as Americans.
How are the dogs involved in this?
The way I understand it is they get these dogs from shelters, so they're rescue dogs. They're trained as service animals for emotional support. Really helps them deal with the PTSD in ways that I probably can't even imagine. I don't know anybody personally that has one. Reportedly, it has made a remarkable improvement in people with PTSD. I don't know how the dogs are trained to be emotional support dogs or service dogs, if you will, but thank God we got somebody out there that's doing this. I think this is a wonderful thing, and he says, not only for ham operators, but to coming together with the community to get awareness of the PTSD, the fact that there are service animals out there, and doing a special event just brings everybody together. As we know, that amateur radio made the whole world a lot smaller long, long before the internet got out there. There's a YouTube video, Manny Dumont, author of the YouTube video. The Forgotten Warrior Memorial is the title of it. And it's a memorial honoring the veterans who committed suicide. The guy speaking on the video is not the guy who posted it. The guy speaking on the video, I don't know his name, but he is the CEO of Canines for Veterans. The wall is being built in Shanahan State Park, where the event is going to be held.
That concludes our brief look at K9V and Canines for Veterans, scheduled for Saturday, July 21st, near Joliet, Illinois. Rains Hap Polly, KC9RP, spoke briefly with John Plecky, KD9BWY, about this worthy event. If you make contact with K9V, let them know you heard about this special event station on the Rain Report. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2018 Rain. All rights reserved. This Amcast updates Saturdays on therainreport.com. You'll hear this weekly program Saturday nights around 9 on shortwave station WTWW from Lebanon, Tennessee on 5.085 MHz. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. Keep on hamming!